Next up on Passport to Modern Jazz, we're going to listen to a track from the new Dave Holland, Uncharted Waters, with Evan Parker, Craig Taborn, and Chess Smith. Just released this month, and we'll hear Thought on Earth. And then after that, we're going to go after the Live in Europe Fred Hirsch Trio. It is great. Passport to Modern Jazz.
Thank you.
And this is, we're listening to Fred Hirsch, just released Fred Hirsch Trio Live in Europe, just from the end of last year, by pianist educator Hirsch. This is from Flaggy Studio 4 in Brussels, former National Institute for Radio Broadcasting. This is a set. This is a live set, you know. I don't think it was. It wasn't meant to be recorded, or they didn't think it was. From last November, the session was with long-standing trio members Eric McPherson on drums and from South Louisiana John A. Bear on bass. This is their sixth album together. Fred Hirsch was surprised what he and the trio considered this one of their best sets, you know, that they ever played. And that this session was actually recorded, and that the audio file sounded great. His awards are many as an educator, composer, and pianist. But they include Jazz Pianist of the Year by Jazz Journalists Association for, 2011, 2016, and 2018 right now. So he's got Jazz Pianist. Let's see, he's got the 2012 Grand Prix du Disque Jazz Journalists Association for Book of the Year from this year, too, and nominated just for several Grammys and too many sideman gigs to list. One of his first gigs when he teaches at New England Conservatory of Music, was with Billy Harper in 79, and another in that year was Sam Jones. I don't know if the sessions were that year or the year before, the way these things work out. So we heard Wayne Shorter tune, Black Nile, with this trio, and we're going to hear another Wayne Shorter tune, Mayako, and then after that, Thelonious Monk tune, We See. All this is live and just going down, and it just sounds incredible, man. Everybody's talking about this album. I'd be surprised if this doesn't end up definitely nominated for a lot of awards, probably maybe a Grammy, too. So it's fantastic. As Passport to Modern Jazz, this is KRVS Public Radio, Lake Charles, Lafayette. Whoa, Miyako by Wayne Shorter, and first recorded in 67 by Shorter, but I see a first recording by Fred Hurst Trio in 1984. Let's hear the Monk tune.
Thank you.
Young jazz player, drummer Ernest Cervini. This is Turboprop. The band, we heard Granada Bus. We heard Tra Davidson on soprano. And we heard Joel Fromm on tenor. And let's see, Adrian Farugugia on piano. Dan Loomis on bass. That's a Toronto-based band. And so it's a large ensemble. And this is one that's led by Ernest Cervini. Before that, we heard from another drummer leading a large ensemble. We heard Elf by John Hollenbeck from All I Can Work. And he's been writing big band pieces for a long time and surviving with that. So we'll hear a couple of other ones. Stay with large ensemble. This one, a little bit more, both of them, really, a little bit where you have a conductor out front and, you know, does the arranging and does the conducting, and you have something a little bit more traditional. The only thing is, it's Darcy James Argues Secret Society, and after that, I hope we can get to Catherine Winfield, which is a lot different, too. Composition in jazz is, whoa, I don't know where it's at. I'm just listening to it, and it's going everywhere. Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS Public Radio. And we just heard from Catherine Whitfield, Rude Machine from Latency. On right now from 12 Months, we're going to go out with this. It's bassist Matthew Garrison. This is Benjamin's Dream. And he cues everything on this, so a lot of different kind of jazz and free jazz. This is just one person. He can do this live, too. So, you know, some of it's electronic, but he's a great jazz bassist. His dad was a master player with John Coltrane. So this has a lot of people on it, but it wasn't the track I was looking for, but it doesn't matter. This is great. Matthew Garrison's a great jazz musician. Hey, KRVS, thank you for listening and for your financial support of Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS is provided as a cultural service at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. To learn more about KRVS, visit our website at krvs.org. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne. We see you out there.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.